This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Welcome. Welcome. Here we go. What do I say? You know, that's my kind of like my month this last week. Listen to me.
Judith is having a little tongue-tied moment.
She is. I'm not used to being on the radio after a month off, and I'm so excited to be back on the radio that I just can't contain myself, but I better. So today is a very auspicious day. It's the 1st of May. And this is a new beginning for just about everyone that I know in a very positive group called Positive Conversations. And my guest, Jan Revelle, is in the studio with me. And you know, I helped her get on the radio at BBS, which makes me excited. And now she's getting ready to kick off something very fabulous. So, Jan, what are you kicking off?
I love that you're so excited about it.
I know.
Well, I'm kicking off my soul body blueprint method.
Good.
It's a way of reading the bodies. So my little tagline is, I read bodies the way most people read a good book.
Isn't that great? Because our body is so good. You know, and I have been on hiatus from the radio, from networking, from everything possible to just have some time, because in the process, a little over a year ago, I lost my son. He passed, and Scorpio that I am, I just jumped into the saddle as soon as I could get back here in Eugene area, went right back to networking, and people kind of looked at me like, what are you doing here? And about a month ago, I started getting this emotional stuff that kept coming up. And it wasn't something, and my business wasn't working. It was just spirit. It was demanding that I take a break and to do some very deep work. And as I started doing that, I realized that I didn't have a vehicle what to do. And then Jan came along and said, well, I have this group called Positive Conversations. Would you be interested in joining? I said, sounds good to me, because I had been searching for something. So Jan, what is the purpose of Positive Conversations?
Well, first of all, you told me that sounds good because Spirit has been telling me not to do everything I've been doing all along, the same old,
right?
To only do things if they were something you hadn't done before.
Right.
And this was something that was brand new to you that you hadn't done before.
I know.
So we hooked you right in here.
What a hook.
Well, Positive Conversations is, it's really based on the law of attraction. So when you want to manifest something, it's not a matter of just wishing for it or hoping for it, or saying, I want to do this. There's actually more involved to it. And one of the things that I had an experience some years ago with a friend who wanted to volunteer at an orphanage in Kenya, and she needed to raise some money to pay her expenses while she was there and also to cover her expenses here, back here in the States. We had 5 weeks to raise the money, and we spent the first 2 weeks in Positive Conversations. And those were, what does it feel like? What does it feel like to get on the plane? What does it feel like to be holding that child in your arms? What does it feel like to be walking on the red soil of Africa? What does it feel like? Because feelings are a big part of the law of attraction. And for 2 weeks, we did that, which drove her boyfriend absolutely crazy because he was in marketing. And he said, you got to do something. So at the end of the 2 weeks, then she wrote a letter to friends and family and some strangers, you know, whoever wanted to contribute to her. And somebody had come forward and said, we'll put on a mini concert for you for people here in the area. And in the next 2.5 weeks, over $6,000 came in.
Ooh.
And she still had a half a week to go before she was ready to leave the country. So it was a very real experience of how powerful those positive conversations are relating to the law of attraction. I mean, just amazingly powerful.
Well, and my project, and each one of us has some kind of a project, and that's part, and so I came up, Jan and I have been talking together every day, and so the title came up, 10 steps to overcome the loss of a child. Right. And that's that's really a niche market, because mothers are the ones, I mean, thinking of all the in war, how mm-hmm. many mothers have not lost their children, and now it's women and their sons and daughters. So I started doing the mini book. But first I'd like to share my story.
Please.
Because Jan told me I was a major procrastinator. And that I wasn't writing my book. I procrastinate on writing books forever and ever.
You told me you were a good procrastinator.
I get an A+. I'm a type A personality. Well, first of all, kids aren't, and this I'm hearing over and over again, kids aren't supposed to die before their parents. And because of that, it's like it seems to have a double whammy. So the saga begins on February the 8th of 2011. That's last year. We heard from a San Francisco hospital that my son Marcus had about 4 hours to live. So, that just again hits me in the gut. And it's one of those things that happens when you lose a child. You get hit in the gut. It can't be true. Well, he had been airlifted from Lakeport Hospital in Northern California. And prior to the airlift, my son had been hit by a car while crossing the street. It was his fault. He was drunk. He's an alcoholic. And this had pierced his lung. In the next few days, he was pretty much immobile. He couldn't move. And then he fell and he punctured, again, reopened that wound. And it pierced that same lung, causing internal bleeding. He called 911, and they took him to the hospital there in Lakeport. And then they airlifted him to San Francisco. About a day later, I got a call saying, your son has about 4 hours to live. And at that point, my husband and I looked at each other, and we told the doctor, well, we're not sure. My gosh, what do we do? 4 hours, we can't possibly make it. I said to my husband, we're going. We threw things in the car, and it took us 11 hours to get down there. And all the way down, I'm talking to people, talking to my friends. In fact, my friend in Mount Shasta, Deborah, said, what did I sound like when I was driving down there? She said, you were bewildered. You were confused. You just couldn't quite understand it. And so you just drove through Mount Shasta, kept going, and we arrived about 3:30 in the morning, went to the hospital, and he was on life support, couldn't recognize us, but we just stayed there and held him, and he lived. He lived for another 2 weeks on life support. He could hear us. I know he could hear us. And my favorite, and I get choked up with this. I would come into the room and I would hold his hands and hug him. And I would say, hi, Marcus, this is your mom. And I love you. Every day I would say that for 2 weeks. And then at the end of 2 weeks, and some of you have heard this story when I first started back on the radio. At that point, they came to me and said, you know, his infection, it's ready to turn into pneumonia, and it's your decision about pulling, you know, taking off the life support. My husband and I talked, and we said, yeah, let's go ahead. He lived another week. At this point, he was more cognizant. He when we would talk to him, and I would say, hi, Marcus, this is your mom. And I love you. His eyes would flutter. And when my husband would talk to him, his eyes would flutter. And so we got to say goodbye. Now, how many people get to say goodbye to their loved ones? And so that is the story. And I fortunately have a dear friend, Bimla Lal, in San Francisco. Her family, all from India originally, just enveloped us in unconditional love. And, of course, the rituals that are involved with the Indian culture are very strong, as are those of the Native Americans. And the day that he died, they just enveloped us in love and unconditional love and just held us. But then, of course, Judith, type A, after doing two ceremonies, one in Lakeport for the grandkids. I have my grandkids back again. That is the good news. And I just jumped right back in to the business community and networking. And I never really grieved. And now I get to tell my story. I get to share it again. And I get to help other people through an ebook, 10 Steps to Overcoming the Loss of a Child. And I'm already looking at, after the ebook, thank you, Jan, there'll be a bigger book. And I've already got people who are interested in having an interview, having an audio, and then having that will be transcribed into the bigger book. And they get to be part of writing a book. So I don't have to procrastinate because they're going to be helping me with it. Jan.
That's really good. That's awesome, Judith.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing it.
It's a hard one, even after this length of time.
Right. But the important thing, I've told you this, and I've told Sophia this, and some of the other people, the most important thing is getting it out of your body and down onto paper.
And I tell my coaching clients, like, hello, you know, are you exempt from the... we humans, and I can laugh at myself about this, and yes, I am moving past that procrastination. I see the book. I see how that my coaching, spiritual coaching, intuitive coaching is now shifting because my pledge is to not do the same thing that I've done before. It is to create a new paradigm, and if it involves grief counseling, whatever it is that I can support a person who has had that experience, I'm here for that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome. I'm so excited for you.
I know. I am too.
Yeah. And I think it's going to develop into more than that. You're probably going to – I see you standing on the stage being a motivational speaker.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And helping other people to overcome, not only overcome their grief of the loss of a child, but any kind of a loss, how they can do that.
You know, how many people haven't lost a dream? And I'm one of them. That happened to me a couple times where it was like the rug was pulled out from under me. I did it.
Yeah. Yeah. We do that to ourselves.
Yes, we do. And I can fess up to that. And how to now go back and recreate that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have some cards here.
Okay.
I love to do cards, and I feel they fit right in here.
Okay.
We have a Scorpio full moon. I'll be talking more about that tomorrow. I'm going to have you pick a number, Jan, from you pick two and I pick two. So you get two of them and I get two of them. But they're all for everybody. Everyone out there, pick a number. 1, 2, 3, or 4. This is your card. And it's specifically for you as I do this intuitive reading. Okay, and I scrambled them up, but I know which one's which. Okay, the first one is the Fool card. That's yours, Jan.
I love it.
Well,
I love it.
It's about taking a risk. I mean, your soul body work you're stepping over the edge. You're stepping mm-hmm. outside the box, and you're going for it.
Yes.
You are.
So and I don't mind making a fool of myself either. So.
Well, and so what is a fool? It is someone who's not listening to their fears. The fear tiger may be biting you on the leg. You're just looking straight ahead at what does it feel like when I'm through and I have 30 people in my class.
Yep.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it is. Totally exciting.
Portland, 30. And then in Massachusetts, you're going to have how many?
Well, there's two classes at least, so there's 30 each.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. I love it. So you're taking a risk.
Yes.
All right. Second card. It's my card. It's the Three of Swords, Sorrow. How perfect that is. Sorrow that has not been released. And this comes from lifetimes of as women of suffering and the sorrow that we have never been able to get out of the body.
So your book on how to release grief is going to not only be from this lifetime, but from lifetimes.
Right.
Which is going to impact many, many people because you may have had an experience in this lifetime where you lost someone or lost a dream, but it comes from a long time ago, that grief.
It does. It does. And once we realize that this is clearing everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. Second card is yours. Every other one, how perfect. It's a Knight of Cups, and that shows the Knight of Emotions on the white horse, leaping forward, leaping upward to the Holy Grail. And in the Grail is Cancer the Crab, which is about healing.
Awesome.
And that's another thing that your work is about and my work is about. Right. I'm realizing that healing is part of what I'm doing.
Right.
If I'm healing me, I'm healing you.
Right.
I'm healing everyone.
That's right.
And it's going past the peacock. What the peacock represents, ego. There can be no ego when there's sorrow involved. It just strips everything right down to the core.
Yeah.
And the last card is the Devil card, which says lighten up. Because I don't think there's a devil. I don't think there's that. That's not what it's about. It is about getting the excitement. It is about dancing it and doing the happy dance. It is about getting that creativity, the juices flowing so that you're just absolutely just woo, ready to go.
Watch out, world. Judith is on a roll here.
You give me my cards out here and I'm ready to go. So for those people out there who have picked number one, number two, number three, or number four, how does that relate to you? Did you pick number one, the Fool card, willing to take a risk and go for it? Did you pick number two card, which is the Three of Swords, and that is sorrow? Are you looking at your own sorrow as it's played out in parts of your life? Was it card number three, being willing to get on this power horse and be the Knight of Emotions and get those feelings going to achieve the healing? Because when you're excited and positive, then the other stuff kind of gets left behind, but you're not forgetting it. And then the number four card is to the Devil card, which is to lighten up. Because when you spell that word backwards, it says lived.
Yeah.
What do you think of that reading, Jan?
I think that's awesome. And I actually had chosen number three.
Oh, you did?
Yes. So I like that, of getting on the white horse and the emotions, which leads right into the whole positive conversations and getting the feelings going with the positive conversations to be able to take action.
Go
and today
it.
Is our action day.
It is. What does that mean for you?
Well, for me, part of it means thanking you for getting us here on the radio.
Yeah.
And I know we've got some guests from the Positive Conversations group. For me, it's also my website is right about ready to launch. I'm going to finish it up tonight. Tomorrow, you can find the website at soulbodyblueprint.com.
Repeat that.
Soulbodyblueprint.com, because your soul has created a blueprint that is your body, and it tells you your soul's purpose for being here. So there's an easy way to find out what your purpose is in life, and that's by reading that soul body blueprint. And that's what my classes are about, is teaching people to do that.
Just like reading a book?
Just like reading a book.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
as plain as the nose on your face.
What does my nose say? Hey, I know my purpose is, as the Hierophant in the Tarot card, is I'm the teacher. I love being the spiritual teacher, and I've let go of how I teach, what I teach.
Right.
It's not important.
Right. And that's one of the things about the positive conversations is, and when you're working with the law of attraction, the goal is to find the excitement and the emotion of your project that it's a done deal. You don't have to figure out, your job is not to figure out how to do it, the way to do it, who's going to help you do it. It is to feel and know it's a done deal. I'm already standing in front of that class. The registrations are already in. The money's in the bank. We are going to have a fabulous time in that class.
And where do we – and you're taking me to lunch with the fifth registration?
The 10th.
Oh, the 10th.
You get the 10th, and we're going to go to Turtles.
I love it. Never been there before. I figure that's a good way to celebrate.
Well, you know, that's something that I decided I'd like to do, is a kind of a pay it forward thing. Mm-hmm. So for every fifth registration that comes in, I'm going to be gifting something to somebody.
Good.
And of course, our group of the Positive Conversations group is going to get it first.
Yeah.
And then when I'm on the Ellen show, as I've been told will happen, then everybody's going to come with me, and I'm paying the way.
Oh, my goodness.
My treat.
What a blast. What a blast. I think it's time to bring in Sophia, don't you think?
I think so.
Okay, Sophia.
Before that tornado hits.
Before that tornado hits. Minnesota. Minnesota. Okay, Joan on line three. We got Joan on line three first before we bring in Sophia. Joan, welcome.
Hi. Is this the Dude at the Jan show?
It is. Hi, Joan.
I love hearing what you're talking about today. This is what a gift.
Could you, you're a little bit loud. Could you just kind of back off from your phone just a little bit? Got it?
And tell us where you're from.
I'm on my landline, so I don't know how far I can back off.
Yeah, right. To the barn.
I've never been told to back off before. Do you want me to talk very softly?
No, because then you get a really snarky tone to your voice.
So, Joan.
All the different facets of our lives.
Yes. What did you get out of the story and sorrow and dreams lost? Where she's from here in Eugene, Joan.
Oh, okay.
Joan Groves. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is Joan. Oh, hi, Joan.
So what did you get out of
hi,
the...
Hi, man.
What did you get out of the first part?
Well, I related on so many different levels. You know, loss of a child is probably the highest loss there is out there, but there's so many people hurting right now from different losses. So I related so many areas of my life, of what's going on for people around me, for myself, for the world. And so it just really hit home, and I'm thinking, wow, this is something that I'm so excited for you to be doing, Judith, and you also, Jan. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done.
Right.
Yeah, there is.
A lot of healing, a lot of
yes.
Things that have been stuffed that we can't stuff it any longer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, absolutely. But Joan, I just wanted to call in and say hi to your favorite ladies.
Well, I have a question for you because you were the camera person. Unfortunately, the camera didn't work, but you were the camera person when we did that soul body blueprint demonstration. What did you get out of that?
Yes. Wow. You know, I've always realized that our bodies had blueprints to them. And, you know, I've kind of had a lot of intuition in my life and understood things at a different level. But the clarity that that brought of being with people, and it gave a whole new meaning to our soul, I thought, of how it's expressed in our physical expression. And it was very intriguing. I really enjoyed it from the perspective I was behind the camera. I didn't get to involve a lot, but then I did have that group presentation that was kind of awe-inspiring. But yeah, I think that is just a whole, and I've never heard of it that way or experienced anything like that. So that was something new to me that I really appreciated having that experience of.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Joan. And stay tuned for the rest of the program because we're going to bring in a couple of guests from the Positive Conversations, and I think you're going to get a lot out of this.
Oh, I certainly will.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks for calling,
Thanks,
Joan.
Ladies.
Love you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Now let's bring in Sophia. Sophia.
Hello.
Sophia, the lady in the tornado land.
How are you doing?
How are you, girl?
Good.
Are you still upstairs or are you heading down to your basement yet?
No, we're upstairs. The weather is it's a little windy, but it's gone just a little south of us. So we're safe right now. Thank you.
Okay, so all those prayers and energies going out have diverted it a little bit, has it?
Exactly. That positive energy, just like our positive conversation, positive, always works.
Well, Sophia, I'd like to hear about your project because it's so relevant to, you know, and first of all, which card did you pick?
Both my husband and I, Chris, picked the number four.
Number four, lighten up.
Yeah.
Lighten up.
Yeah. Because what you're doing is so important. In fact, yeah. Jan told me something, how dare you keep this from other people.
Right.
By procrastinating.
Right.
So you're doing your
cheating,
work.
You're cheating other people by not bringing it into the light.
Okay.
So
tell us your story.
Mine is, as I coming to positive conversations, Janet posted on Soul Healing Circle, and I seen it pop up, and Janet's a friend of mine, and I thought, well, I'll just go on there and help her, you know, say thank you, and I wish you luck. And she popped on right after my comment and said, well, don't you want to join in, Sophia? And she sent me, she says, I'll send you a message. And she sent me a message, inbox message, and after that, I was like, oh, that it was like it was meant to happen. And that's what I believe. Things happen for a reason. And so then I became a part of the group. And Jan, I didn't have an idea exactly. I knew I'd had a life plan that I thought my story was important to tell and that someday I needed to share it. And I didn't know how to. And I've been going to counseling, and my counselor had said that I needed to share this story and write it. But it was overwhelming for me. My life has been quite complex and complicated. And so I had been, my second husband had tried to kill me many times. And so Jan helped me to see that I needed to start the story. And she gave me the idea of writing ebooks, and I would only have to do one situation at a time, and to eventually write all these books and then to make a book out of it. And eventually, I believe my book will become a movie about my life.
Absolutely. So now we're getting that stuff out of your body and onto the paper and targeting an audience, writing it for the people who are going to watch that movie, so that you can separate your own current self from those emotions, because that's not who you are anymore.
That's right. I even changed my name to Sophia. My name used to be Linda, and so it's a little easier. I did that through counseling, and when I got my divorce, I changed it.
Good girl. And do you realize how many battered women there are? And battered children,
right?
You have a whole new arena opening up, so that you'll have a steady income. And the income is not the most important thing, but I'm feeling that that's going to happen. That, you know, most women and children, they don't know who to go to, and they're still afraid of the husband, and so they just kind of stay stuck.
Right. And Chris is there with you, Sophia, right?
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
So, Chris, you've kind of been part of this with Sophia, watching what she's been going through and helping her in her project. What's your impression of how things have progressed from when we first started a couple of weeks ago to today?
Now, Chris is Sophia's husband, correct?
Right.
Yes, I want to make sure we knew that. Go ahead, Chris.
I've seen quite a change. She has been out of her depression quite a bit. You know, I haven't seen it quite come up as much. She doesn't seem to spend as much time in any of the depression that she gets, you know, because of it, you know. So I do see quite a bit of a change in her outlook on life and other areas of her life here.
That's awesome. In just 2 weeks.
Really good, it's been a really good and positive experience as far as I can see. I've been more than glad to help along in it in any way.
I love it.
All right.
Dance doing the happy dance over here.
Yeah. You love dancing.
Yeah, Jan says
it's
dance.
A good thing nobody can see me but Judith.
But I tell all.
Well, Sophia, I am totally in awe of what you are doing, and Chris too, for helping, because that is some story of how your husband tried to kill you, your ex-husband tried to kill you, and what, like 12 different ways? That is going to be such an amazing book movie.
Yeah, that would be 12 ebooks, and then the 12 chapters of the bigger book.
And then a movie that is going to really not only impact women, but save lives.
And who's going to play your role, Sophia?
I would like Sandra Bullock to play my role.
Ooh.
All right. All right.
And who's going to play the vicious ex-husband?
I think Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner.
Costner, really?
Yeah, I thought Johnny Depp. As
I
first,
I was thinking Anthony Perkins, but he's a bit old. Yeah.
See how we're lightening everything up here? It's not the
way. Costner actually kind of looks like my ex, so I think he would be perfect.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it might be. It would be a different role for him.
You're right.
Yeah. All right.
Anything you'd like to share with the audience?
I would like to tell everyone that I believe that what Jan has come across and helped all of us to start in our lives is so important for us to try to help each other. Always think positive and to push forward and try to help people to have positive conversations, positive energy. Just as now we're having this storm in Minnesota, Jan has helped people been praying for me and sending positive energy. And now the storm has gone a little south of us. And I do believe that people can help each other, and we need each other. And if not for Jan, and even you, Judith, you've been on the phone conversations with me, and Helena has helped me, all of the people, Shelley, we help each other because we care about each other, and we think as we think positive and we help each other to think positive, I help you with your project, you help me with mine, we're able to push forward and to evolve and to get to the point where we belong. And with God's help, we are going to get there because that's where we belong. And I see it. I see it for each and everyone in the group, and I do see it for myself.
Awesome.
Now, Jan has been a busy girl. She has had how many conversations every day? I mean, she's taking this on. There are, what, 10 people in the group?
There are, yeah.
And so every day she's talking to each of us, maybe every other day.
I've had 5 and 6 conversations every single day for 2 weeks, and each one lasts about an hour. So I've had almost a 40-hour job.
Right. And during this time, she didn't move forward. She did some back-end work, you know, get the web.
Very little, because I was so tired I couldn't do much, but so I know. Very little.
And today is the launch day. Everyone is pushing forward. Well, yeah. I'm feeling I want to bring in Helena now. She's from Florida.
Thank you, Chris and Sophia.
Well, just hang tight. We're going to bring everyone back together.
Cool.
So Doug, we'll put them on mute for just a short time, and then we'll bring them right back in, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Helena, come on in.
Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. Doing
this
great.
This has been a very revealing show, I think, between the cards and the story, because I've never talked to Sophia in person, so even though we are Facebook friends, we've never talked in person, so it was nice to hear her voice and hear her on the phone as well as you and Jan.
Yeah, I don't think we've had a conversation.
Oh, we haven't,
no,
we got an echo.
What happened your project and my project kind of took off at the same time.
Great.
Helena, there's an echo, and I think if your phone or your computer is on speakers, that causes an echo. Maybe you could put headphones on.
I have headphones on, so I can turn the volume down. Does that help?
Okay.
Okay.
Doug's going to create magic there in the studio. Okay.
All right.
So, Helena, I'd like to hear of your project, and then we're going to have you do a little read for us, too.
Yeah.
So tell us your project.
Actually, Janet's kind of been a part of this since I started. Back in January, I was in the Soul Healing Circle, and one of the associates that I know took her life due to depression, and I had a really rough time with it, and so I talked about it in the Soul Healing Circle, and Jan and other people in the group were very supportive, including Sophia. And then I started a mastermind group. Shortly after that, I do some coaching and things. And so, anyway, two people came to me in that mastermind group who had lost their children. And I kept seeing this come up for me. So, you know, my prayer and meditation, and even back in January when this happened, I took about 1 week down and did some studying and prayer and meditation to try to understand. Not that you can understand someone taking their own life, but as all these issues were coming up, I realized that I needed to provide a place to support people who have lost loved ones. And it really wasn't working in the mastermind group. It wasn't, the rest of the group didn't feel that that was a place to do that. So about the same time that this happened, again, Jan was supportive. I put it out into the Soul Healing Circle administrative group about starting a new group to support people going through depression and suicide. And so that I started that about the same time, about 2 weeks ago, about the same time Jan started this. So even though Jan and I haven't had any real conversations, we've had conversations via Facebook, and she encouraged me to start this group. And I call it Protecting and Remembering Our Angels. And even the group was supportive in how I did the name. And now we have about 30 people in the group. And it's not about numbers. It's about if I can help one person get through this, because there's such sadness. I mean, and I'm hearing that you each have had your own issues with depression and sadness. So, I just want to help them. And then I'm also, what I'm doing is I have a lot of coaches that are Facebook friends. So I've gone and I've asked some of those coaches to go and join, especially, you know, how you're driven to connect with particular people. So they're joining the group so that they can be resources there, which doesn't mean that they're better than the group. Many of them have gone through similar issues themselves.
So, and Helena, we have someone who's calling in. Her name is Marita.
Marita.
Marita, you want to come in and join us with Helena and Sophia and Chris and Jan and I? Hello, Marita.
I would love to join your party, yes.
Hi. Hi, Marita.
So where are you calling
Hi.
From?
Hi. I'm from Minnesota also. I'm down in the Twin Cities.
Minnesota. Well,
are you getting that storm?
Eventually, they say after 8 p.m., I think.
Okay. I want to, you hang on, Marita. We got you in here. I want to now have Helena tell us about the soul cards that she created. And then we'll get right into your story.
Perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry. Helena, your group, that's it. Yeah, you didn't do the soul cards yet. Sorry.
No, I didn't do the soul cards.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm just saying that, you know, it's really been a project that started largely because of this group and the support I got from people like Sophia and Jan. And I'm getting some positive feedback on it. And, you know, it's just like Jan said, it's really about the law of attraction. I wondered whether or not this is a topic that I could handle, because, you know, it's a sad topic. I'm trying to keep the group uplifted, and I'm trying to allow them to share, and I'm trying not to run the group. I'm allowing people to put whatever they want to in there, and I think it's been beneficial already, and that's really what I'm all about, is doing what God wants me to do. So I didn't really worry about whether I was supposed to or not. I mean, I, you know, did a little bit of that, and then I just did it. So,
which card
exactly
did you
what
pick?
Jan said, and it's working well.
Which card did you pick?
I picked four too.
Oh my goodness! Lighten up,
well, Helena.
Yeah, and I have. I'm going through a shingles outbreak right now. I've never had shingles before, and I'm going through that. And it's been very. This is my fourth week, and it's been very. I think all of this is tied together. I just think I'm going through this huge cleansing. I also had some major dental work, which didn't go well. But So everything I'm hearing is lighten up. So
lighten, good. So just hang on. We're going to, you know, get you. Jan, go ahead.
Where can people find your group, Helena, if they wanted to be part of it?
It's Protecting and Remembering Our Angels.
And it's on
I don't
Facebook.
Know if there's a, I mean, I could send Judith, if you have a website, I could send you the Facebook link for it.
So it's on Facebook, if somebody just got on Facebook and looked for Protecting and Remembering
and
Our
remembering
Angels.
Our Angels.
Okay.
Good.
Good.
Thank you. Marita, Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you.
All right, you're calling from Minnesota. Okay. Well, you're up. You know that I'm from Minnesota also.
I did not.
Yes.
Gosh, now we got three of you from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
We're taking over.
Yeah, near Rochester. I was in the southeast corner near Rochester, Minnesota, from a little farm girl on the radio.
Okay. So, and Sophia's from way in the north.
Wait, Sophia's up north. And so, Marita, what is your project?
What is my project? Well, it's a huge project for me. It's a huge, giant step of faith. I have been wanting to do like retreats and one-on-one spiritual intensives for about 18 months in some place very, very special. And I found this place in January. It's actually a friend of mine's second house, about 75 minutes from the Twin Cities, and he wants to sell it. And that's all lovely. And the price is $500,000. and that's, you know, on top of my mortgage and car payment and all of that kind of thing, because it's not a home that I would live in full time. It's just too far from even like the nearest grocery store. So it's very remote, but it's also extremely, it's luxurious. It's very healing. At the house, her name is Sophia. Sophia, and I've had a conversation about that. Because ever since I asked the house, "What is your name?" I have been meeting people by the name of Sophia, which I think is a sign. And I was there last weekend, and I was talking with a friend of mine, and as I was telling her, like, this story, I saw two bald eagles, and I just totally freaked. And she got her medicine book out, and the message was something around, you have an opportunity before you and take advantage of it, or something like that. So that's all well and good. And so right now I'm in the process of accumulating the costs, you know, how much is the insurance, how much is... what is all this? Because I feel that I need to, I have to find an investor. I don't have $500,000 in my bank account.
It's done.
So
it's a done deal,
that's
Marita.
My project.
Done deal.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal. The goal is.
See, I have. Do you hear my cat? She's all excited.
Yeah. So we've got everyone who off mute now. Everyone's able to just jump in. We've got Chris and Sophia. We've got Helena. We've got Marita. So everyone's off mute. It's a wild kingdom here.
Well, I want to, before everybody jumps in, I'd like to read my little list here of the people who are in the group and what they've been doing.
Thank you.
So we have three people from the UK. Elizabeth Slingsby has created a deck of oracle cards that she calls Soul Path Cards. And she says, Soul Path Cards and their accompanying guidebook act as keys to the doorway of your soul, connecting you with and enabling you to hear the voice of your soul. And the cards are absolutely amazing. Yvonne, it has a tax service that she's been working with barristers and with other people getting that going. Elaine is also from the UK doing coaching. Shelley is from Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago, if I said that right. And she's doing a mini ebook on meditation, which is amazing since she's the mother of two small children, lives in a house with a lot of other people. How she finds time to do any of it, I don't know.
I know.
And then we've got Pamela in Texas, who's setting up a community resource program. And we have Becca, who is a truck driver with her husband, and she's writing a book of poetry. And then we have Rita Salama, who lives in Washington, and she was not able to be on the Facebook group with us, but she has been on phone calls with me, and she was staging her house to have it sell and scheduled a realtor to come today to list the house.
So, action day.
Action day. Today's action day.
Woohoo!
Yep. So cool. What have you guys done to take action today? Oh, silence.
Helena.
Marita? Helena? Sophia?
Sophia dropped off.
Oh. I did invite a new coach type person who has gone through depression and has lost her husband to the page today, and she agreed, and she's already been posting on the page.
Awesome.
A little bit about her story.
Yay.
Good. Good. Marita?
Today I actually conversed with insurance agent to get the cost for how much would it cost to insure the property.
Good. I have a question for you on that property. How far is it from the nearest airport?
Just over an hour, about 70 minutes from the airport, from Minneapolis-St. Paul.
So you and I are going to talk about me doing a soul body blueprint class there in your new retreat,
ooh,
right?
Wow.
You could certainly do that, yes.
Just say yes. That means it's already purchased.
Everybody wants to come do their thing there. It's really exciting.
That's right.
And they're going to pay you, too.
Yes.
Part of the rent.
Yes, yeah.
And my step today was to do this radio program, come back into the radio and to support Jan and all of you wonderful folks, to share your vision and as it's already done. Now, a vision, I think, is something out in the future. I don't think it's a vision. It is a done deal.
It's a done deal.
It's a happy dance done deal.
Yes. If you create the vision, you have to bring it from the future into the present.
Right.
And into your body.
Right.
That's the big thing.
We have Elaine on line two.
Oh, all right.
Hello, Elaine.
Hi.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the UK.
Whoa.
From Bromley in the UK.
Love it. Yeah, in the middle of the night there, huh? Hello? Hello, Elaine?
Hello, yes.
Yes. Tell us your project.
My project started out as being a kind of high.
A kind of what?
So I'm calling from Bromley in the UK.
Oh, I think we have a time lag.
Time lag, right.
Okay, tell us about your project, Elaine.
Hi.
Tell us about your project, Elaine.
Okay, so my project started out
I think we've got a time lag.
Yeah, we've lost her.
Yeah, so I don't know what to say, but Elaine, if you can just listen in because the time lag is not allowing us to converse here.
No problem.
Thank you very much, and we're actually getting toward the end of the program also. So I just like to have everyone just kind of say a closing to maybe what your next project is. What do you think, Jan?
No, let's finish this project.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
I want to start the next one already. I haven't done the other one.
Distractions.
Yeah, distractions. Okay.
Okay.
So, Jan, what would you like to wrap this up?
I have these classes that are happening, and I'm very excited about it. I see myself standing in front of all these students. I can feel it in my body. I can feel their excitement, and I can feel how it feels to stand there and say, this is amazing. This has been a long time coming, and it's finally birthing.
And I see the radio show continuing Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And I see that people are asking for the mini book, mm-hmm. and that they are that the full book is already written and it is selling like hotcakes.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The rest of you, jump in here. Helena.
I'm not for sure where this is going for me. For right now, I'm just letting it go, take its own pace. So I'm gonna sit back and let spirit guide me.
Very good.
That's good. But also think about what is the dream in your heart when you're thinking about this group. What's the dream in your heart, and let it go there. Okay.
Okay.
And Marita. Marita. Did we lose them all?
Well, is Elaine still there? Elaine, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay, good. Why don't you jump in and say something real quick?
Sure. One of the things that's come out of me being part of your group is that I've opened a new page on Facebook called Three Best Things. And it's been really, really popular. It's only been going for a few days, but it's encouraging people to find their three best things every day. People are coming on there to tell us about all the good stuff that's happening in their lives.
Well, that's great. So three best things, the three best things that happened to you today and every day, right?
That's right.
Very good. Awesome.
I thank all of you for calling in. It's been just so wonderful. And so I'm going to, now we've got about 3 minutes left, so I want to thank you, and you can go ahead and just listen as we're completing the program. And I just want to let you know that I'm excited to have Jan here on the program every time I get a chance. We actually do angel readings together on the radio quite often. And if anyone is interested in buying the book already, it's already for sale. I just love it. It's and tomorrow, actually, this whole thing is kind of jump-started into something else. Tomorrow, I am interviewing a young woman that I coached for quite a while who left this fabulous, wonderful relationship and went into relationship to in an abusive relationship, and how she was able to get out of it. And she's going to tell her story tomorrow. So I'm thinking that maybe Sophia could jump back in, or anyone else. So,
yeah.
And so I'm just, the programs are starting to develop already.
Look at that smile on your face.
Can you see? It's a happy dance smile.
It is. It is.
And I'm just so excited that the coaching is already, it's out of my hands. I can't control anymore. And that's another thing, when you lose a child, it's like you lose control sometimes. And here, that's why I think I jump back into networking so fast. I want to be in charge and controlling, and now I cannot.
So when is your mini book going to be ready for sale?
It's probably by Saturday night.
Good. All right. So by Saturday night, by Sunday, people can go on your website and they can find it, or by Saturday night you'll have it done, and then you'll make the cover for it.
That's right.
Okay.
And the 5th of May, the Cinco de Mayo, is the anniversary when I started doing the spiritual work.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. Okay, Jan, how would you like to end your part?
Well, I would like to tell people that as of tomorrow, you can go to the soulbodyblueprint.com and be able to sign up for the classes, because that's the launch day. Today we're finishing it up. You can go there today, but all you'll find is a bunch of Latin words on there. So the content will be put on there tonight.
And not then, German?
No, it's all Latin, unfortunately, and I can't even read Latin. And then starting tomorrow, you'll be able to sign up for the classes. So the Portland class starts on May 12th.
Okay. Thanks, Jen, for coming in and helping to monitor the program. And I will be back tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. And then Thursday again at 4 p.m. Great guests. And I always encourage people to call in. And as I always close, I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.